This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawks are with you on a Friday. Memorial Day weekend is around the corner for us. It's about, 30, 35, 40 minutes away. We're excited for that and a lot going on this weekend. And we'll have our lightning bets coming up for tonight. Celtics, the Heat, game number 6 coming up. So we'll have our lightning bets in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, we got to talk a couple of big picture things here in our industry and something we all obviously like to partake in, which is sports gambling. So FanDuel CEO, this is a headline from the Wall Street Journal, FanDuel CEO Amy Howe says black market gambling poses threat to online sports betting. What do we make of this, this story here, that there's a black market gambling that poses a threat to online sports betting? I assumed as time would move on that that would be less and less prevalent because the books are so more and more prevalent. Like anyone, in not every state, but in a lot, can go on their phone and put a wager. I don't know. For me, a long time ago, that net, like in any sort of realm other than a legal sports book, it's like, why would I do that? But I guess it's still there.
And it's always going to be there. Of course, the FanDuel CEO says they want to get rid of the black market. Well, of course,
competition. It's competition.
100%. When I was covering legalization in Illinois, that was a big topic. Would this ever go away? And I don't think it's ever going to go away because of one reason. Bookies give credit. Sports books don't. That's it. That's why it's never, ever going away. I mean, there are people on this network that use bookies. But not everybody's in a legal market yet. Mm. We're still only half the country when, a year ago it was like, wow, we're half the country now. Now when you say it, it's like, okay, what's going on with these other half? What's happening in these monster states like Texas and California? When are they going to get with it? And some of them not even talking, like Wisconsin, they're not even really, I don't think they're talking about it. It's only in-person stuff. But
my friends in Seattle.
Yeah. It's never going away, the black market. Never, ever. It's just not going to happen, especially since a number of the domestic sports books decide that if you have a nice win or you have a nice couple of weeks, they decide that we're not going to ban you, but we're going to ban you without banning you, meaning we're going to limit you to $2.16 wagers. So as long as they conduct themselves in that manner, black market's not going anywhere. And the credit thing is big for a lot of people.
Right. Well, if it were ever to dissipate or go away, maybe not go away, but dissipate. So what are the keys here? It has to have every state or most states in, so you have less areas where people don't need it. And two, the books need to stop doing the last thing you said there, which is kind of limit people or make it, I don't know what the word is, less profitable, less fun, whatever the word is, right? Like they're limiting what
take
you can
bets.
Do.
Be take a sports from the tickets,
Not this one that is like openly saying and has said in the last 6 months, we don't want winners. Like we want to take your money, basically.
I was thinking about that. Sometimes it doesn't help to be honest if you're a CEO. Why would you tell your customers that? And especially now that we have like our network, right? Like we talk about this kind of stuff. There are other networks. There's a lot of coverage of sports betting because people could do it now. Like, why would you throw that out there? Everyone realizes a business wants to make money. There's nothing wrong with that. But to tell people we want you to lose, like we're setting this up so you lose, like I don't know how that helps you as a business.
I also think it's an idiotic strategy. It's nice for today. It's nice for the next couple of years. For the long term, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to churn through these bettors and they're going to deposit and they're going to lose their money. And maybe they'll deposit a couple more times and they're going to lose their money. They're going to get sick of doing that.
Right.
Okay. They're going to get sick of playing the lottery ticket for the dream of a same game parlay and, winning six figures or whatever. And they're going to stop betting there. And so, okay, now you've lost that customer forever. Was that worth it? I mean, that doesn't help the long game. That doesn't help the business in any way. I just don't understand that as being an angle. But the CEO of the company that we're talking about, they've lost a good amount of money in recent years. Like, check their stock price and how that's adjusted over the last couple of years. So I'm sure that's part of it.
And it even seems like it's maybe, like, when we're talking short-term plan, maybe like a 20-year plan. Like, maybe they're anticipating the Californias, the Texases, too. And then they'll churn through those betters, too. So, like, they're good maybe for the next 15, 20, maybe 30 years as states continue to pile on. But eventually, like Joe was saying, eventually that's going to run out at some point. So it doesn't seem like a long, long-term plan, but it might be good for his tenure, you know? So
also, isn't it
true?
Aren't they going to make money anyway? We talk about this all the time. It's very hard to win consistently at sports betting, even if you are trying, even if you're really putting time in. Like, what are they afraid? I know they want to make the most money as quickly as possible, but like, people are not going to bankrupt these sports books just betting games or sides or lines. Like, it's not, that's most sports fans, sports bettors are not able to do that.
Like, well, the other part of it is if you're gearing everything towards acquiring and keeping those same game parlay bettors, which, you know, that's an idiotic statement in itself. They're betting $5.
Right.
You know, like, you're not getting any real action there. Okay, you're going to you win at a much higher rate, but it's just all small bets. So I don't see how that's sustainable. Okay, but they think it is.
It is interesting to see where this is all going and obviously how it affects us. And we'll talk about it. The other thing that, Aaron, did you have something to say?
Yeah. So I was talking about Drake, you know, the rapper has been gambling a lot. So I was curious what it's called Stake. It's a screenshot of where he put 200K down to win a million on the Warriors. Yeah, but apparently it's a cryptocurrency betting platform that he's partnered with or he owns. Okay. I don't know if it's just in Canada, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. I wasn't sure what it was.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I just learned about it now because it was all over social media this morning, you know, that he cashed in $1 million off the Warriors. And then I was like, it showed like the actual bet slip and it's this cryptocurrency gambling site. I don't know if it's just in Canada or what it is, but.
So I wonder if he's just using crypto to wager because that's what the offshores do. That's why you're able to move money around quickly and easier.
Well, it made me think like, is he doing this on DraftKings? Like I couldn't imagine you could put 200K down on, but maybe you can, I don't know.
Yeah,
we were talking about limiting people and stuff.
I tried to pull up the website. It says, sorry, Stake is not available in your region. So it won't let me really look at it. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be all sorts of stuff. I know there are some that are trying it. We're also going to see, it's kind of like a prop swap where you'll have sites that where you can, it's just a market, a different kind of a market, buying and selling tickets too. We'll see more of that stuff too. I'm sure.
Yeah, so I try to do the same thing as you, Joe. I try to see if Stake was available here in Pennsylvania. But they don't even let you explore the website.
No,
I wanted
they
to
don't.
Just explore it. Yeah, can't do it.
I also think because he's a partner or whatever his affiliation, a lot of this, cashed in $1 million is probably just to promote whatever business.
I'm sure.
It's like
I'm
Mattress
sure.
Mac, you know.
Dirty part. Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, there was a Drake picture from Vegas when he was playing roulette, like maybe half a year ago, that was making the rounds. He had a stack of chips on almost every number. So he's not even betting as far as that night in that specific instance. Like there's no bet there. Like you're basically covering almost every number outside of a few. But so, I mean, yeah, him, Floyd Mayweather, they love to post these tickets, get the likes. I'm a genius. I called it, all that stuff. Show me the losers too.
See, let's see it all.
Same thing for the sports books too. Oh, yeah, they won $100,000 on the same game parlay. Now show me the 99% of same game parlay losers too. But they're never going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of lotteries and such, the Oilers 50-50.
Oh, no.
The final number. It was someone won the final number. What do we think? Of the total, it was a 50-50, but what was the total
How
number?
How long did this go on?
2 weeks.
17 million.
No,
lower. I'm going to say
it's lower. Okay,
I don't know, close to a million.
It was over a million.
Nine. Yeah, Aaron, you got a guess?
12.
9.1, basically 9.2 million. So the winner took home 4.599250. 4.6 million, basically.
So that was it incredible. Unlimited? Was it unlimited entries?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's a 50-50.
Wow. Yeah. So where does the money go?
Well, half goes to like the charity. I think it was, I'm not sure the exact charities, but obviously the Oilers charities. And then 4.6 million goes to a woman named Mary, who's they list the winners on the site.
Imagine if Mary watches the Oilers win the cup and she wins $4.5 million. That's a spring. That's unbelievable.
I got news for you. Incredible. Mary doesn't care if the Oilers win the cup at this point.
How old is Mary?
She sounds old, right?
Yeah.
Hope Mary survived finding out she won.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good for Mary.
Yeah. Exactly. No. I wanted to win.
You weren't even in.
Stop. So what?
We wanted.
We tried. Yeah, we tried to get in.
Ryan, I know.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Next year, we're get Ryan's going to get us in.
Ryan did not seem open to that idea.
No. We kind of floated it. It was very lukewarm. Like, oh, I guess, yeah. Yeah. Another guest we're just going to roast today, I guess. But
you think? I think we're not Canadian. Because we're not. I mean, yeah. Aaron, you maybe he would have shared with you, but the rest of us, that's why, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think that was it.
Like, to read
so
out,
we're going to have to fly there next year.
Joe Osborne.
Wait, hold on. They advanced.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
They advanced. So we could go there now. Trip, sign up.
Come right, check. Explain what the 50-50 is. So now they're going to start it over?
Yeah. I mean, it's your typical 50-50 that you see at every sporting event. Just usually it's per game basis. And this one was over like for the series. This was per series. So I'm assuming they're going to start another one for the next series.
That's just crazy. It got that high for just one series.
I would imagine if they are doing it again for the next series that it will be more. I would bet that it would be more. More excitement, another round.
You're seeing how Mary cashed in. You want a piece Mary, of the pie.
You got a winner.
Stop.
Mary's looking for a house husband right now.
Oh, she'll find one. Don't you doubt that.
She's taking candidates.
Oh, random question so we can get out of this one. Aaron, when you were pregnant, was there a random food that you craved?
Yeah, you know what's weird? And I never even had it before. It was like a strawberry frappuccino thing from Starbucks that had like whipped cream on it. It actually sounds disgusting now, but it was kind of like a strawberry milkshake in a way. And I wanted it every day. And I never had one before. I just saw it on the menu. I was like,
yeah,
that looks good. And then I couldn't stop. Never had another one since.
Exactly. So did you see what the Burger Kings in Germany are doing? And I saw it marketed for pregnant women.
What is it?
Somewhere. They're making these crazy sandwiches way worse. Way worse.
Like with all the stuff on it, like pile this high, right? Didn't we do this in off the board once?
Yeah.
Not this Germany one. No. Like fried egg and banana burgers.
Yes. That was the off the board.
Were you not here? Maybe you weren't here that day.
I just don't think you looked at the picture.
Maybe. I would eat the fried egg.
Because we did the fish, but there was a banana one too.
Fish sticks and applesauce we did?
What is it?
Fish sticks and applesauce?
So maybe there's more on this menu than the article we discussed.
See, I think, from my experience, I think that a weird, random thing is way more normal, like with the pregnancy cravings, than like that. I've never known anyone that was pregnant that wanted like a fish sandwich with applesauce and fish sticks. Right? But it's like Aaron's thing. It's like the Frappuccino. It's like one random thing. Yeah, I don't know.
That, oh, you know what I want? Thing that you didn't expect you would want or crave And it's right, weird but, like, how I think it actually happens.
Like the people in marketing are like, oh, pregnant women will want this. No, they won't. Nobody's going to want that.
So you don't think anybody will want the bratwurst and chocolate spread on top of a burger?
No.
These people are high coming up with this menu. I mean, so even then, I don't know if I want that.
Oh. Currywurst and fried herring?
What's currywurst?
It's like a surf and turf, basically, right?
It's a fish chopped.
My sister-in-law is German. I have to run this by her. Like, what are you guys doing?
I just searched currywurst. It looks like the least appetizing thing I've ever seen. This is gross. I'm not eating currywurst anytime soon. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks for BetQL Daily. Lightning Bets up next on a Friday.